In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. My dear faithful, there is a paradox that exists in the life of every man. On the one hand, each one of us wants to serve some authority, because we're creatures. On the other hand, we want to be independent of all authority. We want to stand on our own feet. As they say, on the one hand, we have this desire to serve another. It's kind of built into us by the fact that we're creatures. We all are perhaps deeply aware of our own limitations. We have all these aspirations in life that we realize that cannot be fulfilled. We have to deal with our own failures, the fact that we try to accomplish things and sometimes we just are not able to get it done. Or we have good intentions, but then our good intentions are deflected and we mess up. We don't do things the way they should be done. And this realization, it makes us have this desire to look to someone who is more powerful, who is more capable, who has a better perspective on things, whom we can somehow serve. We can give ourselves over to this person, and by doing so, that person who is greater and better than us will help us achieve many things that we could not by ourselves. This is why everybody wants a hero to follow. Everybody looks for some hero. And even in our own day, when the spirit of independence has gone to a level that the world has never seen before, yet even today, there is an awful lot of hero worship. As long as the world goes on, there will always be hero worship. There will always be in human nature this desire to have someone to follow in order to make oneself great. But as they say, on the other hand, there is this opposite force that we find in ourselves as human beings, where we want to be independent. We say, I don't want to serve anybody else. I don't want to give myself in obedience to another. I want to be my own entity. And this impulse in us happens for a variety of reasons. Sometimes we have a fear of giving ourselves over in service to another because we do not trust authority. There is the saying that power corrupts, or absolute power corrupts absolutely. This impression that someone who is in a position of authority, by the fact that they have power over others, they are necessarily going to be led to abuse that power. Because the mere possession of power by a human being makes them become corrupt, makes them use that power for their own purposes and not for the purposes of those whom they are commanding, whom they are over. So there's a great suspicion today regarding anybody who holds power, and therefore a fear of giving oneself in the service. Plus there is, because we have a fallen nature, the fact is that we do not like to obey, that we somehow have this false impression that obeying another means the surrender of our own free will. It's somehow a debasing of ourselves to obey someone else. So there is in this powerful tendency to want to be independent, to want to not obey another, to be completely on our own. Consider the story of our first parent, Eve, in the garden. For some reason, she did not trust the authority of God, and Satan exploited this lack of trust on her part, or perhaps brought to the surface, a lack of trust that was already there. Remember what Satan told her, how Satan led her into her fall. Eve told to the devil that, well, if I eat of this tree, God has told me that I will die the death. And Satan simply said, it's not true. It's not true. The authority above you, God, told you something that is not true. If you eat of this tree, you will not die the death, but on the contrary, what will happen is you will be independent of God. You will be on your own feet. You will be like God. You will be at the level of God, and therefore you won't need God. Eve found this proposition very attractive, and she ate the fruit. She found, in fact, that God had not been lying to her. God had been telling the truth, and it was the devil, in fact, who was the liar. So the bottom line is that we all have this paradox within us. On the one hand, the inclination to serve somebody else because of the realization of our own inadequacies. On the other hand, the impulse to not obey anybody, rather to be independent. And when we face this paradox that exists within us, there are a number of possibilities. What can we do? How are we going to react to these two competing forces inside of us? Effectively, we can react in three different ways. There are two extremes, and there is the middle ground. One of the extremes would be just to decide, I'm not going to serve anybody. I'm not going to submit myself to anybody. I'm going to be a completely self-made person. I'm going to be a God on earth. I'm going to make all of my decisions without ever obeying another person. But of course, this is an illusion. It's completely impossible for any human being to fulfill this desire to be completely independent. No one can be completely independent. The only way to do so is not to rely on anybody or anything in any way. And unless you are almighty, you cannot do that. No human can live their life without relying on someone else. No human being is completely self-sufficient. It's just part of the way that God made us. So what ends up happening when someone tries to do this is they end up serving someone without realizing it, or indirectly serving someone. Think of the atheist today. There's a lot of atheists today, and a big motivation for being an atheist is that, well, you don't have a God over you, and so you don't have to serve a God. You don't have to obey a God. You don't have a God who tells you, I've made you this way, and you have to act according to the way that I made you. You are under constraints according to the design that I have implanted in your human nature. You say, well, I would prefer not to believe there is a God so that I can just make myself. I can make all the decisions myself. And they get this exhilaration in thinking that they are completely independent of all authority. But what happens is that they become a slave to an illusion. They become a slave to this prideful and false idea that they are able to live their life completely independent of everybody. They're a slave to a lie. And this is not being independent at all, is it? They're a slave to their false ideal. They're a slave to an illusion their whole life. And then they wake up once they die when they have to meet God. Another extreme would be to become totally subservient to some creature, where you said, I'm going to choose some creature that I like a lot, whether it be a person or even, as I mentioned, an idea, or it's some pleasure, whatever it may be, and I'm not going to be independent at all, but I'm going to completely follow the bidding of this creature. Of course, when someone does that, they become completely subject to tyranny. They become the slave of a tyrant. We all know what a tyrant is like. A tyrant is someone who uses his authority over his subordinates in order to achieve his own ends. And those ends are not to the advantage of his subordinates. A tyrant employs fear rather than love when he's commanding. He doesn't attract people to the good, but he uses force in order to make them do his bidding. A tyrant likes to render his subjects unthinking so that they're not able to reflect upon their own, but they just obey him in a way that's blind. It's instinctive. It's automatic. They don't know what they're doing or why they're doing it. They just do it because they're being told to do so. We know that there are many forms of tyrants, and that there are many slaves. That there are many slaves, even in our modern society, even if they don't have the name of slave. You think of people who are slaves of their emotions and passions. The fact is that your emotions and your passions do not desire your own good. This is something we have to recognize. Does my anger, does my lust desire my own good? My appetite for pleasure, my appetite for food, do they desire my own good? Not as such. They want what they want, but they don't want the good of my whole person. And to the degree that I give myself over them, if say I'm going to be a glutton, or I'm going to be a philanderer, a lustful person, I give myself over. I'm a subject to tyranny. I'm a subject of to these impulses that I've said I'm just going to give myself over to. There's a slavery to technology today. I think what happens through the use of technology today is, you know, people have these devices that have been programmed to attract them to use them all the time. And people pick up their devices and they go on a platform, and that platform has built into its algorithm things that are tailored to that person. There's been all this information gathering about what the person likes. So the platform puts before them all things that it expects. They're going to keep them watching the screen, looking at the screen, and then they sell that person to the advertisers. So the person effectively becomes an indentured servant to a capitalistic world that's selling him to advertisers. He's being sold. His time, his life is being sold to advertising companies. So these are two extremes. I know this is a bit abstract, but these are two extremes for this paradox between I want to obey, I don't want to obey. Well, what in the face of this reality within myself, what can I do? I can say I'm not going to obey anybody. But then ultimately I end up serving somebody because it's impossible. Or I say I'm going to completely enslave myself to something. But then that thing is going to use me for its own advantage, not for me. Between these two extremes is a happy balance wherein we're subject to another, and at the same time we have independence. Is this possible? Is it possible to serve someone while maintaining independence? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Isn't this what St. Paul is telling us in the epistle today? Isn't it what he's saying is that by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, we have been given freedom. We have been given freedom from a slavery from sin. And that when we serve our Lord, we actually gain freedom. and that this is somehow a perfect resolution of a paradox. You resolve a paradox by a paradox. You have the paradox of, it seems like I cannot both serve and be independent at the same time. And this is solved by saying, well, I become independent by serving our Lord. To serve our Lord Jesus Christ is to reign. Because of the fact that through my service of Him, I actually am pursuing my highest good. There is no greater way for me to pursue my own interest than by serving the Christ child. And so by giving myself over to Him, I am being ennobled. I am exercising my free will in the highest way. I am achieving a good that is far greater than anything I could achieve on my own. I'm being lifted up to the supernatural level. I am being destined for eternal happiness in heaven. So, at the same time, I hope we recognize this. I mean, that's why we're here. That's why we're Catholics. That's why we're doing what Catholics do. This sermon is just a reminder of this fact, that there are only a few possibilities for us in this life. We can either pursue a false independence that in fact is a slavery. We can pursue a slavery to some creature, or we can pursue a true freedom through our Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other option. There are no other options in this life. At the same time, we are just as foolish as Eve. We find it very easy to be deceived by the world, by the flesh, by the devil, to think that, okay, maybe I can compromise. Maybe my true freedom is not actually in the service of our Lord. And so God does something really incredible to help us, to convince us, to help us realize that our true freedom is in Him. He does this by becoming this tiny little child. He really wants to manifest to us that there is in Himself the total opposite of a tyrant. Who is the God that we worship? It is this little child. It is a God who embodied Himself in our own human nature and in the form of a tiny, helpless child. So our Lord has the total opposite marks of a tyrant. He's precisely trying to attract us by love rather than fear. Who can be intimidated by an infant? He's not standing there compelling us, but He's saying, I've made myself little to attract you, to serve me. St. Therese, the Little Flower, she said, a God who becomes incarnate as a child can only be love and mercy. He doesn't overwhelm our mind. Because we're not living in a state of fear in the presence of this child, we're fully aware of what we're doing as Catholics. I know who I'm serving and why I'm serving Him. I know I'm serving this child because He's God. My faculties have not been shut down. Rather, my faculties of thinking and willing are at their full. They're working at their fullest capacity. I'm not being forced. I'm not in a zombie-like state. I'm making this choice with full consciousness. And then what happens is that our Lord is not doing this in order to serve Himself. He's doing this for my good. And it's through my service of Him that I achieve my highest good, which again is the opposite of a tyrant. Our Lord is sacrificing Himself for those whom He's saving, whom He's redeeming. So my dear faithful, during this Christmas season, we must try to renew our conviction of this truth, that our greatest good in this life is the service of our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't it beautiful how we sing these Christmas hymns, how we sing about this invitation to come and adore our Lord. We must renew this desire to serve him as completely as possible. We must want to take our adoration to a new level, and especially through the imitation of Our Lady. Our Lady indicates to us, she shows us how we are to act towards this child. We must want to imitate the dispositions of her soul towards her son. We can think about her bringing forth her son, adoring him for the first time, completely submitting herself to him, and then the result is that today she reigns with him in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.